Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 28, 1808, a local business named Stenhouse & Thompson placed a notice in the newspaper, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, offering white lime for sale. It was a few hundred barrels, which were being offered at 5 shillings apiece. This was significant because of the wide use of the substance in the island at that time. Its use was most prevalent in the sugar industry, where lime was used in the clarification process, that is, to reduce the acidity of the juice produced, to remove impurities, and to lessen its viscosity and color values, resulted in a purer and higher quality sugar product. The lime kilns were an important part of the infrastructure of plantations, big and small, all around the colony. So integral were they to the process of sugar production, they featured prominently in advertisements for the sale of such properties to entice buyers. For example, in a June 1811 notice for the sale of a 10-acre property at Brighton St. Michael, along with other accoutrements, the property's two lime kilns were highlighted, with the vendor underscoring their revenue-generating potential. White lime was also used in other areas as well, one of those being construction, where lime was added to mortar for block building and for plastering. Thus, many houses were built from the lime drawn from quarries all around the island. One significant structure in Barbados which was built from white lime was the Blackman's Bridge in St. Joseph. The bridge was built before 1682 with large limestone boulders and was held together with white lime and sand, as well as egg whites and molasses which were added to the mixture. That bridge, which spans the Blackman's Gully, is a major attraction within the parish. Today, white lime's importance in construction has markedly declined, giving way to other, more popular materials. However, many structures, large and small, built of the substance many years ago, still dot the island's landscape.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.